In that lesson last week, we talked about Mission Sunday. Members of this congregation know what Mission Sunday is all about. The elders decided 8 years ago to set aside the one Sunday a year, and it has become the last Sunday of the month of January, in which all of the money that is given on that day will be used for mission work. And we ought to have an appreciation of the fact of the wisdom that's come about because of this. You may not recognize that, but prior to that time, we were averaging giving $50,000 a year in mission work. And while that's commendable in and of itself, the elder said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to just run the church on the 51 weeks budget, and whatever is given on that Sunday will be devoted to mission work. On that Sunday, the first time we did that, instead of $50,000 being contributed, $125,000 were contributed. And over the last year, this church, visitors, won't you understand that we're not talking about congregations or other places or some state or national headquarters, but from within the livelihood of the members of this church, over $930,000 has been given to mission work. And that lies before us this next Sunday. So what we want to do today is to bring to our minds, not as we did last week, what has happened in the past, but to talk about the challenges that face this church in this coming year. And I hope that you will be challenged, that you will re-examine the amount that you may have already planned to give on that last Sunday of this month because of the great challenges and the opportunities that lie before us. As you begin thinking about this day, recognize the fact the Scripture's reading says that God is able to multiply what you have so that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work to God. This church has been blessed, and it has been blessed because of the fact that God has seen our willingness to do good and has multiplied what we've been able to do. I recognize, and I'm sure that you do, the difficult economic times in which we find ourselves. And yet, that seems to have not caused us to lessen our determination to serve the Lord and to give liberally in order that His work might be done. Verse 11 talks about the fact that thanksgiving through you or through us would be given to God. And that's what we talked about last week in that lesson where the stars appeared again and again in that lesson. But let's talk very openly and frankly about the things that confront us. We begin, as we think about Mission Sunday, in looking at what we call the base amounts, that foundational amount that must be given in order that the work of God might come about. We are committed to mission works. We're committed to be the overseers and the primary supporters of missionaries, especially those down in Paraguay. And we ourselves need to have an appreciation of the fact that God wants to work through us and that this church, through our elders, has made commitment to those, to certain individuals. We must have in this work $52,997 to accomplish what we have committed ourselves already to do His will. Well, where does that money go? To what individuals have we made that commitment? We are committing our work to a brother in Nigeria. His name is Nina Aforji. And we've been supporting him since 1994. One of our members, D. Manwaring, was involved in that World Bible School. And it was through his influence that this work and the work in Zimbabwe that we'll talk about in just a moment, that work began. It also began in the year 1994. We have done work with this brother in Nigeria, and we are so thankful for the work that he has been doing. Have you heard the news in the last day or two? The Muslims in the northern part of Nigeria have started a warfare against Christians in that land. Those are our brethren. And while Nineveh, Forgia is not up in that area, that nation is about to break out in civil war. And you and I need to understand that not in the civil war, in a physical battle, but in an ongoing battle against the forces of evil, ungodliness and sin and immorality. We have there our brother who has faithfully supported the church and has done so much good in planting the churches that are there. Down in Zimbabwe, here's our brother Aranche, Namuka Aranche. And we've been supporting him in that work. And I wish that I had time to read to you the report that he sent back, the annual report. He talks about the economic conditions that are there where the inflation rate just continues to go on and on. But he, through that truck that we helped supply for him last year, has been working with three different congregations. He's wearing out that truck, traveling from place to place throughout the week. And he's conducting services in the homes and as well as preaching in all of these places. His wife is very helpful in working with the ladies. To give you some idea of the work that's going on, need to understand that gospel meetings are being conducted regularly. He's heavily involved in working with the youths in that congregation, particularly at a place called Kadama. They have joint gospel meetings, that they are those individuals who are working diligently, and they're working this year, in this past year, to bring about the restoration of some who have fallen away, as well as a diligent effort to bring about the conversion of the husbands of those women. The report goes on to talk about the number of baptism and the great work that is being done. You and I need to appreciate that we are well aware and well informed of the things that are happening in that. And then there is that work that we're also acquainted with, and that is the work of Robert Martin. Robert has been a part of our work since 1989. If there's any missionary that we love more than Robert, it'd have to be those in Paraguay. But for so many years, we felt such a great kinship to Robert and still have that same great relationship to him. Robert comes here often. We don't need to talk about that particularly, but we need to understand that as a result of the work of Robert Martin and those who have worked in connection with him, of the 22 island nations of the South Pacific, the church has been established in 17 of those congregations. I wish sometimes when you get a world globe, I wish you would just look at it, a world map, but even more impressive on a globe. If you look over in the eastern part of the South Pacific, and there's Easter Island, where Robert and our own Josh Blackmer went over to Easter Island, and then go all the way across the Pacific, go through Polynesia, and go through Melanesia, and go up to Micronesia. And when you arrive up in Micronesia, there's Joey Tree. All of the expanse, thousands and thousands of miles, an ocean that's populated with islands, and the gospel is being sent. The work that Joey Treat is doing. You may not be aware of this, but television is new there. People have a television in their home. It comes in via cable. Guess who has its own cable broadcasting the gospel? There are three channels on their television. One of those channels comes out of the home of Joey Treat. He's preaching the gospel every day, his work and the work of television programs that are being sent there. When people in that part of the world turn on their television and they want to change channels, there are only three of them, and one of them is that we are a part of supplying and involved in that work. Brethren, does that thrill your soul? When you think about giving this next year, you need to understand, here are these people. Television is brand new. Can you imagine them in their grass huts or in their houses that are not nearly as good as our houses, and they turn on their television set, and there is the gospel being preached in their own language. by a missionary whom we have supported since the year 2004. And then there's that work with Apologetics Press. We need to have an appreciation of all that Apologetics Press has been doing in preaching the gospel. We talked about that last week and pointed out the fact that last year there were 8 million hits on that network, in addition to all of the booklets that they present. There are those 4 men whose support we oversee, and that's our special relationship with Apologetics Press in defending the faith. And these men, as we pointed out last week, went to 40-plus states and 3 foreign countries. And we are so much a part of that work. And what about the teen work that we've done in years past? And think about, teens, the great work that you'll be able to do, because the elders who oversee this work have already committed themselves to funds that will enable you to go and do mission work for the Lord. Young people, we believe in you. And those of you who are not yet in the high school group, we believe in you. And those who are very young, we believe in you that you'll do great things for God. And that's a part of all that comes out of it. Then how about that work down in Paraguay? Are you aware that the work in Paraguay exists because of a young man who grew up in this very congregation, Chris Fry? Went to Fried Hardeman, and he was instrumental in forming that team that went down to Paraguay. And since he has returned to the States, we now have Josh Blackmer, who worked for 4 years with our teens, and Troy Spradlin, who spiritually matured at this congregation and whom we helped support attend the School of Preaching, that the gospel is being preached right this very minute down in that land because of Palm Beach Lakes. Brethren, it's not honor to us, but it ought to bring thanksgiving to our hearts that we have said to God, here we are as a church, here we are, Lord, we're willing to serve you any way that we can, and God has opened the windows of heaven, and more importantly, opened up our hearts to sacrifice. It's not been easy, has it, for us to give over $900,000, but there is that which is in the heart of the members of this congregation, a sacrificial spirit. And it's on the basis of that sacrificial spirit that the elders have committed ourselves in relationship to this work. This is what we call the foundation, the base of this work. Who's down there right now? Oh, we know who's there. There's Josh and his family, and there's Troy and his family, working and serving the Lord. Josh and Troy have a message to give to us at this time.
Hello, Palm Beach Lakes. And we're excited to be able to be with you right now and tell you about what's going on. There's a lot of things that are going on that we think you'd be excited to hear about.
One of the first things is we have a new brother in Christ. His name is Enrique Albera. We're really excited about Enrique because he's known the church a long time and he has a lot of great potential. So we're praying for his spiritual growth. Another exciting thing is we've had several wayward members come back to the fold. So we're rejoicing over the decision that they've made and we're praying for them as well. We've also had a lot of exciting things happening on our Wednesday night studies. There's been several visitors coming. The congregation is growing. We're also using the Searching for Truth material in Spanish as our study guide, and the members love it, and it's going very well. We're praying that that will turn into an evangelistic tool for them. And we're also using Searching for Truth to teach English here among several of our contacts. Also, Josh is leading several Bible study groups in the different neighborhoods, and I have several that I'm leading as well. So a lot of great things happening here in Paraguay.
Yes, and with the beginning of this year, we set aside time to think about what our goal would be as a team. Troy, myself, and Perry, and Kara, and Brittany sitting inside time. What are we going to do? What are we going to achieve this year? And one of those things for evangelism that we want to achieve and will achieve is 150 evangelistic studies, 150 new faces and new hearts who want to know about the truth that we want to be able to contact and study with this year. And in order to do that, a second phase to that goal is to cultivate hundreds of new contacts in order to, through those contacts, have those studies and make those studies happen. So those are some of our goals for 2012. Also in 2012 coming up, we have many short-term mission campaigns that want to come down, and among those includes Chris Fry bringing a group down from Dyersburg. We have a group from Fried Harlan that's coming down for spring break, and there are others who are making their plans, getting things together for them to come down, experience the work, see what's going on in the mission field, and get a feel for what's happening in Asuncion. As always, Palm Beach Lakes, our family there, we want to thank you so much for your part that you play in the work here. This would not be possible without you, and the glory goes to God and the things that we do working in His kingdom. We thank you so much for the part you play in the work here in Asuncion.
Indeed, we are very excited about 2012 and what the Lord will be bringing in this year coming forward. And so we want to thank you again so much for your support and so much for your sacrifice that we know that you make in the offering and the donations that you make to support this work. We miss you. We love you. And may God bless you always.
Technology is so wonderful when it works, isn't it? I hope you felt their hearts, because they're a reflection of the hearts of members of that church. Brethren, that's why Mission Sunday is so unbelievably important. It's because of the fact that they are lost souls and we need to reach them. Now that's the base. What are we going to do in addition to that? Those who are members of this church know that we try to give a whole lot more than that. And the first thing is something the elders wanted to happen in this church. And so one of our elders is going to come and tell you the things, one of the challenges that confront us. Joe, come and talk to us about it.
There is so much more going on, and we appreciate the support that you've given to this congregation as a part of these works and so many more. There's something special going to happen this year regarding the work in the Pacific Islands. You've already heard that we've worked with Robert Martin for 25 years and Joey Treat for 8, and we're more than just part of sending a check. Dan McLeod, for example, has made 2 trips to the Pacific Islands to work with Robert and with Joey, and is working on another trip this year. You won't find it on Mission Sunday because he finances his own expenses. Marin and I went over 7 years ago to teach and had a great 10 days with Robert in the church in Fiji, and it was a great experience for us. Our relationship to the Fiji Islands and to the Pacific Islands goes back much further than the 25 years we've worked with Robert. Through Dan Jenkins, since he's a part of us and has been for the last 30 years, we are deeply involved in the history of Christianity being spread in the Fijian Islands. In the 1960s, Dan and Judy and Ronald and Rose Coleman were missionaries in New Zealand. Ronald made a trip to Fiji and came back excited, and he and Dan then made preparations, and the two of them went to Fiji and taught the gospel, baptized several, and started the church in the Fiji Islands. Dan Jenkins, Ronald Coleman. Dan and Ronald had 2,500 Bible correspondence students. In fact, one of the pictures you'll see up there is the guy with the horn-rimmed glasses. It looks like he's 23. That's Dan Jenkins. And he's holding an armful of Bible correspondence courses going to the post office. And that was the beginning of teachings in Fiji. So in 1962, the church was established. Dan Jenkins was instrumental in that beginning in Fiji. For the next 7 years, Dan made more than a dozen trips, establishing the church in several locations. In 1972, Dan encouraged and urged Robert and Mary to go to Fiji and consider working with the islanders. They did, and their lives were changed forever. Dan's influence. 40 years ago, Robert and Mary made the islands their home and became full-time missionaries, and have, I don't know of any missionary in the country that's more proficient than Robert. You have to be with him in the islands in order to know just how good he is at spreading the gospel. Dan's last trip was in 1974. That's 38 years ago. You ask the question, why is the Pacific Islands so important to us, and what am I getting to? Well, this is going to be a big year. Not only was Dan instrumental in establishing the church, influencing Robert and Mary to become missionaries, which they still are, he has been a continual source of mentoring for Robert since that time. The elders have requested Dan and Judy to go back to Fiji for a mission trip. I want to tell you folks, Dan has the heart of a missionary. And he's agreed to do that if we could raise finances, and that's why I'm standing here. Dan and Judy will be gone for 2 weeks. 11 days of that time, Dan will be preaching and teaching day and night. Robert has already gained, not only fixed his schedule, but he's already got his financing, and we just need now to work on Dan and Judy's. I've been in touch with Robert since the beginning of this idea of let's send Dan and Judy back to their roots in mission work, and not in New Zealand, but in the Fijian Islands. And Robert has been so excited. When Mary, his wife, heard of the proposed mission trip for Dan and Judy, she cried. I asked her, this is Robert talking, what are you crying about? And she said, nothing could make me more excited or happy than Dan and Judy going back to Fiji. Robert said, I've been so excited and full of joy about the possibility of this trip. After so many years, I can hardly sleep. Robert's elders said, we love and appreciate that Dan Jenkins so much, and we're glad that Robert can be a part of the work of Dan and Judy in Fiji. Last week when I was talking to Robert, he said, this trip will evangelize, edify, and equip many congregations and Christians. It falls on the 50th anniversary of Dan being the first in establishing the church in the Fiji Islands. The timing is so right. The elders agree with him and believe that this will be a historical event in the history of the church in the Fiji Islands. So that's part of what we're going to be doing with your help in the year 2012. What a great thing this is. Thank you.
It's not about Dan and Judy. It's about souls in Fiji. May we never lose sight of that. On that second level, there are some other works that are involved, and that is that ongoing special request we have for mission help. Some of you have been on mission trips and you've asked the church here to help you go. Former members have written letters to this church saying, I want to go. Is there any way that monies can be provided? And money is set aside every year in Mission Sunday to make that happen. In addition to that, there's another missionary out in the South Pacific who's spoken here several times. and that is Scott Shanahan. And it's the elders' desire that he be included in this next level in order that we might support him. And if we can have $65,000 next Sunday, those three things will be included. What if we got to $79,000 next year? Let me introduce it by asking you, how well acquainted are you with Heart to Heart? As you leave this morning, there are several copies of this magazine that's there. We've used it in our local work several times. Some 500,000 of these have been distributed in this area. And yet much of that has been around our building. We've enabled the church in Marsh Harbor to do the very same thing with this publication. It is the most outstanding public publication. It has a circulation of over 3 million issues. Every other month this thing comes out. It's distributed by 1,100 congregations in almost every state and in 8 foreign countries. It's translated into 4 different languages. It has a wider circulation than the New York Times. This publication has a larger circulation than the Wall Street Journal. It has a larger circulation than the USA Today. It has touched the hearts and the lives of so many. And there are people who are sitting in this auditorium this morning because of this magazine, because of the impact that it's had. Let me tell you of something that really, really excites me. When we've mailed out this publication, we've sort of focused in this area around our building. Those of us who live in areas where this publication is not found have joyfully given so that the places closest to us receive that publication. It is mailed out on the basis of the number of houses one particular carrier delivers the mail to. The man who delivers your mail has you know, a certain number of houses where that will be delivered. And the idea came to us, wouldn't it be great if in this year we could send this publication to roughly the 500 homes around the members of this congregation? Does that thrill you? You live in the Heights? How many homes in the Heights? 300 or 400, 500, maybe 1,000. Wouldn't it be amazing if everybody there in that area? You live out in Wellington, and as you drive home today and you drive by, look at 500 houses around you and think, you know, Palm Beach Lakes this next year possibly can touch every one of those homes. You live in Loxahatchee? Wouldn't it be great to have the knowledge of thinking the fact that this next year, that because I'm a member at Palm Beach Lakes, that the 500 homes nearest my house, you live out in Jupiter Farms? You live in Stewart? You live down south? You live in Lake Worth? You live in Boca? The dream that we have for this church this next year is to mail out into every home in the houses surrounding every member of this congregation the Heart to Heart magazine. It's a massive undertaking. We need a commitment from this church, not just the financial commitment that we'll talk about in a moment, but we need a commitment from this church of being willing to come and to spend hours and hours putting labels on this publication. Our plans are to set up the family room, and every other month, if provided we can do it more than the one time, but to come together as a team and have 30 or 40, perhaps 50 people at a time in there putting labels on 100,000 copies of Heart to Heart. I'm not sure exactly how many homes there are in Palm Beach County. Perhaps 300, 350,000. I didn't check that number. But one-third of this county will be covered next year. And the great thing is, it's the one-third of the county where you live. And this next year, you go to your mailbox, or the latter part of this year, go to your mailbox, and there will be this publication, the Heart to Heart magazine. And guess what the address is on it? The only address found on this publication is the Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ. And your friends and your neighbors will be introduced to the church. It's an amazing magazine. It's not just slam you in the face with preaching the gospel. All kinds of verses in here talking about, here's the home page on how to have a great marriage. Here's a discussion about kids know dogs. One on the priesthood of all believers. There's a Bible quiz that's in here. There's a Bible programs here for little children. And in addition to all of that, it has that publication that identifies and talks about the unique nature of the church and offers free audio tapes. And the back page of this publication, it will be ours. And we will be able on the cover of this to put whatever we want in advertising the church. Does that thrill your souls? When it became a part of my realization, a part of my dream of thinking, what can we do? We've talked about world evangelism. We intend to do it. But some people have said we need to use Mission Sunday in the mission field in which we live. And that is our plan this year. With 170 mail carrier routes and 100,000 homes, we want to send heart to heart to every home in our neighborhoods, one issue at a time. In addition to this, we need to resupply the tracts that we have. Most of our tracts are 40 or 50 years of age, and then we intend this year, because of the funds in Mission Sunday, because tracts are so important and a part of our work, to resupply and to restock every bit of this. Tracts are a great way to learn and to teach. And those new tracts are very, very visible and very, very great. They're tracts for children. They're tracts about evidences. They're tracts that are very attractive about problems in people's home and problems in people's lives. And it is our desire this next year to make every bit of that happen. If this next Sunday we can contribute $79,000, we will be able to do all of that. But what if we were able this next year or this next week to contribute $91,000? What would we be able to do? Well, instead of just one issue of that publication going out, why don't we send another one? People who might get this magazine the first time might treat it like junk mail and just hardly even notice it. But when it comes in there the second time, and perhaps even a third time, when they begin to see this thing coming to their house again and again, lo and behold, they're going to start wondering what this is all about. And whenever they see it's something that comes out of Palm Beach County, something that little church up there on I-95 is mailing out, it'll begin to have an impact on their lives. In addition to that, we want this next year to advertise our website. We have one of the best websites on this earth. You like bumper stickers? You like those plates that go around your license plates on the car? We want to saturate this county so that whenever somebody rear-ends you, the last thing they see before they die is a reference to the Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ. We'll even put some of these plates on the front of your car in case you're the offender, and the last thing they'll see before they have neck injury and sue you is to know that the church is a part of their lives. Brethren, we need to be serious about reaching this lost world. If we could have 91,000, we've done that every year so far and surpassed that. What if next Sunday we could reach $111,000? three issues of this magazine will come to the 500 homes nearest you. How much is that worth to you? How much is that worth to you? To be able this next year to drive through your community and know that you have been individually, because of a sacrificial heart, you have been individually responsible for that gospel going to that area. Brethren, it does not happen unless there is that sacrificial heart. What if we surpass the 111,000? The plans are there. Some of them may include a fourth issue going into every home, the 500 homes around you. Gorman, think about down where you live in that complex. Because of Palm Beach Lakes, everybody in that area, and I could call every person in this auditorium by name. Brethren, it will not happen unless we give. And unless we give sacrificially. There are widows in this church whose income is so fixed, they've had no increase at all hardly any increase at all over the last 3 or 4 years. And yet I know where their heart is. And all I'm asking you, those of you whom the Lord has blessed more, is to have a sacrificial heart like those who set the example before us and who truly know the things that are important. To whom much is given, of that person much will be required. And so to all of you, young people, teens, junior high, elementary school, will you give? Those who are out of high school, those of you who are trying to just get to the end of the month with your income, is there something you can sacrifice, something you cannot buy and wait until the next year to buy it? Sacrificial hearts. You might choose not to trade cars. Postpone that for 5 or 6 months in order that those monies that would have been involved in a car payment could have been given. But whatever way you choose to give has nothing at all to do with anyone except you and God and a lost world. Let's pray together. Father, we pray that you will bless us. And help us, Father, to see the challenge that our elders have placed before us. And we pray, Father, for those 500 homes that each of us will drive by later today. And we pray that we will be mindful of the fact that if anyone has the responsibility of getting the gospel into our own neighborhoods, it is we ourselves. And may we join forces one with another and link arm to arm and embrace each other in reaching the lost of this county with the gospel. Bless our contribution next Sunday, and may we examine ourselves and sacrificially give this next week. In Jesus' name, amen. And now let's sing Song of Invitation. We've not talked a lot about motivating people to become Christians, but if you're not a child of God, you need to be one. You need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. For Jesus says, if you believe not that I'm He, you'll die in your sins. You need to repent for the remission of your sins. That's what Acts 2:38 says. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. You need to confess your faith in Jesus, Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, and then to be baptized. Because Jesus said, Mark 16:16, He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He adds you to the body, to the church, and he says, be faithful. How can we help you today? Won't you let it be known by coming to the front right now as together we stand and sing? Will you come?